Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room,
we've got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this midlife wild journey. And we have back with us today, Karin, with Hot or Just Me. Hey, Karin, welcome back.
It's so good to be back with you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. We're excited to have you again.
So today we want to talk a little bit more about your website, Hot or Just Me.
Yeah, tell us how did you get into that again? Can you run that by us again?
So, you know, it's a funny story. So for me, my hot flashes started in my early 40s, and it was a simple but yet often asked question to pretty much everyone around me was, hey, is it hot or is it just me? and so that led me to realize first that it was mostly just me, and also that I was deep into perimenopause. So I had other symptoms that followed, like brain fog, anxiety, hair loss. And my doctors really weren't too helpful at that time because HRT wasn't quite yet an option for me. So I started finding some really incredible products and services that made a really big difference in my life. And I figured, well, if I'm looking for this, then other women must be too. And I didn't see anything else like it out there. So I decided it was time to create one. So I started Hot or Just Me, which is a platform for women in perimenopause, menopause, and beyond.
Yeah, I love that there's like a one source that you can go to, because you know, you can look on places like Amazon all day and go through,
or 20 different websites. So number one, it's all in one place, and a lot of the products that you have on the website are products that we have talked about on the show before. So
amazing.
And I also love the fact that on your website you create bundles of several different products as kind of a package, if you will, for different things. Can you talk a little bit about that and what inspired
They're really fun and popular. So we have one called Welcome to the Club, and that's a series of books and a card about perimenopause, as well as a gift card for shopping. So you can use it for yourself or for a friend. We have Stay Cool and Calm, which is, we have cooling jewelry. So Hot Girl Pearls makes these wonderful chocolate freezable jewelry.
They're beautiful.
Pulse points to kind of cool you down. It comes with a cooling blanket and a personal fan. We have a fun one called Spice Things Up, and that's, you know, it's got personal toys and a moisturizer and a nightie. And then, you know, everything from sleep essentials, skin and glow, nighttime recovery, hot flash relief, chill out, you know, quite a collection of resources. And then we have products individually sold for symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, vaginal dryness, low libido, insomnia, fatigue, hair and skin changes, and a bookstore and a gift shop. And then in the next coming months, we're going to be launching irregular and heavy periods, brain fog and concentration, mood changes and irritability, anxiety, and urinary incontinence. So really just kind of a one-stop shop for products that you need. We also have an amazing resource library of articles and information about perimenopause, menopause, and individual symptoms. And then in the next coming months, we're also going to be launching a services directory to be able to find practitioners, everything from, you know, doctors to, you know, acupuncturists or, you know, hair treatment places, skin treatment places that you might need at this stage in life.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is like one-stop shop. I love that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. What would you say is your favorite product or one thing maybe that's helped you the most?
So sleep is something I try to prioritize. I tell people if you have a bad night's sleep, it's like a domino effect, right? You make bad food decisions, you skip the gym, you have brain fog or concentration issues. You know, when it comes time to, you know, be with your partner, you have low libido. So it's just like all of these things could be resolved if you have a good night's sleep. So for me, it's about, you know, optimizing your sleep situation. And so the cooling sheets are a big win for me. Cooling pillowcases as well, and then sleepwear. So we have all of those offered on the site as well. But then there's also some really wonderful tips as well, you know, in terms of keeping your room between 60, 67. And I like to kind of make it peak at around like 1 a.m. in like peak coolness and start to warm up so that my entire family's not in a freezer by the time they wake up. And then, you know, everything from taking magnesium at night, you know, blackout curtains and eye masks, earplugs if your partner is a snorer.
I'm a snorer.
A cold glass of water by the bed, or you know, just something that can help you calm back down if you do wake up, like a yoga nidra meditation or something like that.
Yeah, and I have also... I have almost all of those things in my room, but I also have, we have like an air purifier that we turn on every night, and it kind of puts off this like white noise.
Yeah.
So it's not like so loud that I wouldn't hear anything in the house if something happened, right. but just this nice like noise. And it's funny because I've found when I travel, I have to pull up, you know, something on Spotify, like white noise, because I've gotten so used to it.
There's this wonderful white noise app my friend was using. We were on a girls' trip to Vegas.
And,
you know, there's always like all the loud noises outside. And she just had this white noise playing the whole night. And we had one of the best nights sleep I could ever imagine.
Right.
And so when I came home, I, you know, tried to use it too. But my husband was not into it.
Well, you know, now they have, I actually just got these for my son for Christmas. It was on his wish list. They're actually earbuds, and they're shaped in a way that you can lay on your side with them.
Oh.
And he actually has very sensitive ears. His like the ear hole is like pretty small, and they're very sensitive. And so I said, if they don't work, just let me know and I'll get you something different. He said, Mom, this is the best thing I've ever gotten for Christmas. He absolutely loves them.
You'll have to include those in the show notes.
I will. Yes. I'm going to put it in the show notes. Yeah. But yeah, he said they'll play like white noise, or you can do running water. So it's like having a sound machine by your bed, but it's in your ears, so it's not bothering your partner.
Right. It's not bothering your partner.
Yes, the noise and the earplugs at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll find out what they're called, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, and of course, absolutely. You can visit the Hotter Just Me link in our show notes as well for your discounts. But because I know if you're like me and excited to start trying some of these products, or you know, checking it out, it's just a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
really. And great. I've never seen anything like this.
It's very easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. I love how clean it looks. I love the colors. You did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And tell us a little bit more about the quiz you have on there.
Yeah. So there is a brand called Become Clothing. They have an anti-flush tank top that I pretty much live in. It has a technology that helps to keep your body cool. We also have a collection of sleep shirts, so different styles from Lusome, which is the same maker of the temperature regulating pillowcases and the performance sheets. So both of these companies are very forward when it comes to the technology behind the fabrics. And they also look great. So I can vouch that they're really comfortable and easy. And neither of them are, you know, terribly expensive. I tried to keep a variety of price points on the site as well.
Perfect.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Yeah, because I noticed that you start with your age, and, you know, it was one of the first questions. And although I'm a little bit older, and I'm more in, I don't know, I guess post-menopause, because I feel like I've already went through the whole menopause thing.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, I still get the night sweats or hot flashes and different things. So, and honestly, I'm not sure if it's ever going to go away. So I'm not holding my breath on it. I just think, you know, at some point, you know, that A, I'll get used to it, or B, you know, hopefully it'll subside. But so it's interesting. There's all these different phases, mm-hmm. right? From perimenopause
so
to
wild.
Postmenopause.
Women have different symptoms, mm-hmm. different levels of severity, different frequencies.
Right.
So, you know, it's the same. We're just all so unique in who we are, but also as we go through this journey, you know, not all of them are the same, right? So some people might skip some symptoms altogether.
My mom had no symptoms.
Perimenopause, some might have a very extended one. So it just depends. You know, I feel for the friends that they've gone the 11 months without a period.
That was me for a couple of years. Oh, my goodness. And I think, too, the fact is that everybody's, when it happens to you, could be at a different age than mine could be different from yours.
Right.
You know, and both of ours could be different from yours, Karen. So it's just interesting how the age, you know, factor happens.
Yeah. My mom, she was very lucky. So she, this part's not so lucky. She unfortunately had to get a hysterectomy in her late 30s. And just by chance, she She was getting some blood work done to get, you know, her thyroid looked at and things like that. And this was in her mid to late 40s. And the doctor got the results and said, well, it looks like menopause is in your rear view mirror. And she said, what? Because, you know, she wasn't getting periods for a long time. But she also never got any symptoms. So she had no idea that it had happened. Right. So she was very fortunate that way.
Yeah.
But I which I think is very rare. I was hopeful that, you know, it was her, you know, genetic. So yeah. Unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah. So I'm on the website now and I'm looking at the cooling performance sheets and I'm just curious to know how comfortable they are. Do you have them? Do you use them yourself?
And I do. Yeah, I love them. They're 400 dead count. They are made of cotton. They're very, very cozy, machine washable. So, I mean, for everything in terms of upkeep and care, they're fantastic. And they come in two different colors. So they come in white and the smoke pearl. It's really beautiful, too.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
I need to try those.
Yeah, I do, too. I was looking at those and then the cooling blankets. And, of course, being in Arizona in the summertime, you want that no matter what age you are and if you're going through any kind of a change in your life or not. Mm-hmm. So I think those would be great products. But
yeah, the blanket's great too because it could be individual, right? So, You know, I don't know for the listeners here, but, you know, I'll look over and my husband has like 10 blankets, you know, on top of him. And I'm like, you know, with one sheet, like and my foot is out there seeking for the cold.
Yeah.
I do
and
that
so,
too.
You know, the cooling blanket is great because it's kind of like my own individual one.
I have one of those as well.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to have to try it, the cooling blanket.
It's
but
amazing.
I feel like mine is like, I'm hot, so then I throw the blanket off, and then I go back to sleep, and then I wake up and I'm freezing cold. Mm-hmm. Right, so I do this hot cold thing all night long, and of course it disrupts your sleep, and then I don't feel as, you know,
rested
in the morning, if that's even possible anymore. I kind of question that. It's like I was thinking back to when was the last time I woke up and felt refreshed and rested.
Oh, you need to get the sheets and the blanket.
Yeah, I need to try those. But we had talked about the Chiclet cooling bracelets before.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I definitely,
those are fantastic. So,
definitely
want to get that. Again, a female-founded business. I try to represent as many female founders as possible on the site. Because women always support women. And so I love these bracelets. They come in a few different colors. I like the blue one a lot. We have a sand color as well. Ooh. And a couple different sizes depending on your comfort level.
That's good. I'm so thin. No, I was just saying the couple of different sizes. I don't think a lot of people realize how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so thin that my wrists are just tiny.
Yeah.
And to have something that would fit well, and not just a one size fit all, thinking that everybody's wrist size are the same. That's ingenious.
And, it's super important because you want it to kind of get you at your pulse point.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are popular, you know, I wear them just during the day. They last several hours once you like charge them in the freezer and then just kind of put them back in. But people use them when they're gardening or playing golf or just outdoors, and they're quite beautiful. I think that that's a good solution that doesn't make you feel like you're wearing, you know, some kind of like a medical device.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the cooling neck fan, I'm curious about that.
Funny stories about this. I can tell you, I tried 30 different, the way that it started was I was in New York City a couple years ago, and I saw a lot of, it was a heat wave, and, you know, the air in New York in the summer doesn't move, and I saw so many women wearing these neck fans, and I thought, well, if these stylish ladies can do it, I can too, so I went, and I, like, you know, bought, like, I don't know, I think about 30 or 40 different fans, and I tried them all out, and then, you know, returned the ones that weren't working, but everything from, like, noise, some of them are super noisy, some of them catch your hair, some of them are too heavy, and you can't get all of that from, like, looking at an Amazon review, right? So it's like you have to just kind of, like, know which ones are right, and so I can vouch that this one's fantastic and not too noisy, and the battery lasts a while. So just all the good things. I have another one that I'm going to be posting soon that has like a flexible, almost these two small fans that you can kind of turn to face your face.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
They're kind of bendable. So you can kind of like walk around with these like two small fans pointing at your face. So those are the two that I think are the top
choices.
That's great. And then I also have a personal mini fan. mm-hmm. just a handheld one.
Yeah.
That, you know, it doesn't, like, you can put your finger in it and it'll stop. So it's yes. not like it's, you know, it's very soft and safe. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make too much noise either.
And that's what I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I, yeah, I'm anxious.
A lot of, like, people take this, like, concerts or, you know.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I'm actually very anxious to also try the cooling neck fan as well.
Yeah.
But there's, yeah. like, most of these
or products. Or even for, say, like, women in the office, right? You think mm. about, like, sometimes our workplaces are not conducive to our fluctuating temperatures. And there right. are movements out there for menopause in the workplace to make sure that, you know, we have the ability to control the temperature where we're working. But even just having, you know, your fan next to you, like the one that I was talking about, the handheld one, mm-hmm. can also be propped and just put next to your laptop. So you have, you know, a small little portable oh, fan.
That's brilliant. Working. Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can use that. And then on the same point, I try to...
Have you heard of NAD Plus?
It's one of the most exciting breakthroughs in longevity and wellness. NAD Plus is a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD Plus levels decline, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and sluggish metabolism.
That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty's NAD Plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improved focus, and enhanced recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free. It's 100% online. With fast shipping, no hidden fees, and an unlimited access to doctors, you can start feeling benefits in no time.
Ready to recharge your body? Right now, our listeners get $25 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at Effecty.com with code LETS at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code LETS. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today.
Always give back with my businesses. My previous business, I set up a grant program for entrepreneurs that were underrepresented, like women and minorities. And so with this business, I'm choosing to give a portion of our sales to period.org, which is an organization that helps young women with menstrual products so that it doesn't affect their schooling and their education, or that money should be a barrier for them for getting what they need.
Wow.
And then on the same front, on the end of the spectrum, women as we age, to make sure that we are supported in our workplaces, you know, everything from breathable uniforms, if it's a uniform job or something layered mm-hmm. that you can be comfortable in, or just mental breaks when you need them,
yes.
Without any kind of prejudice. So I think there's a lot that's being done right now, not enough, obviously. And so I want to make sure that Hotter Just Me is can serve women as we grow.
Yes.
That's amazing. Wow. I love
so
that.
Amazing.
Are you able to give us a little sneak peek of the things that are coming soon on your website?
So the one that I'm working on right now is for urinary incontinence. So everything from pelvic floor trainers, pads. There are another tool that is almost like it has a stimulation device to it. And then for irregular periods, different menstrual cups, different pads, mm-hmm. Absorbable, the underwear that is washable. Mm-hmm. So just a couple different products and services eventually we'll be adding as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's exciting.
That's awesome. And you mentioned before about hair loss.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in your skin changes that addresses that? Because that's what happened to me.
What I'm finding is it's a little tricky with the hair products to wholesale or retail because they're trying to go through doctors or through hair salons. Mm-hmm. So things like Nutrafol or Hairlicken or Aveda Embody products that I've heard good things about and I've tried several of them.
That's all I use, Aveda.
I can't resell those on my site just yet. So that was a little bit of a trickier subject.
We've tried a couple of different products mm-hmm. as well, but because
what do you like?
Well, right now and it's mixed.
Gorgeous. Both of you have gorgeous hair.
Oh, thank you. Mine's not really done today.
We've been trying Weem.
Weem. It's a supplement.
It's a supplement. It claimed to have 14-day results.
Yeah.
And so we've been taking it. You took it a little bit longer than me.
I think I'm at about 14 days, and I did just get my hair done yesterday, and my stylist noticed some regrowth.
Yeah.
So... hair. So I think it's working. I've definitely noted a difference in my nails. Mm-hmm. They definitely seem healthier.
Right.
I am a huge fan. I go to an Aveda salon and I use all their hair products. And they have a great, the Inventi, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
The only reason I tried the supplement. Noticed,
it's like definitely has helped me for hair, like losing hair, right? So, you know, the hair that I do have is staying, but it is pricey, but I think it's worth it.
It is.
And, you know, for, you know, growing hair, I've tried Nutrafol and I've tried Hairlicin, and it's a serum you kind of rub into your hair. Uh-huh. And it's fun seeing like little wisps kind of growing out.
First
time in a while, like, oh, look at that.
So do you think that...
I'm trying to find growth and preventing loss.
Right. Do you take the supplement and use the oil together?
Just the oil right now.
Okay. So the Nutrafol, you didn't find any results personally?
No.
Okay.
But again, this is so personal.
Like, oh, yeah.
My hair stylist swears by it because he's seen, you know, he sits and like does hair for, you know, 100 women, right? And so he's seen results for it for sure.
Yeah. I've heard great things about it.
Well, with me, I had a bald spot right up above my temple in kind of my, because I have bangs, so kind of in my bang line, if you will, on the left-hand side. And I can't tell you, I don't think I can put words together that describe how that feels when you see that. A gut punch just doesn't do it justice, but it's not a good feeling. But with the weem, I have noticed a difference, and I think it's with all the little baby hairs growing back that I do not see it when I'm styling my hair or going to blow dry it. And I've been looking, right? So, and then I'm like thinking to myself, are you imagining this or is it really kind of going away? So it's still
Like how much of it is mind over matter,
exactly,
right?
Like exactly, because I so want it to work. But I think we're still in the research phases on that for our personal experiences on it. But I right now would give it 2 thumbs up, right? Or
okay,
4.5 out of 5 stars. But again, it's barely been maybe 2 weeks. So we're going to do...
I'm going to check back in with you.
We're going to check back. Yeah, we're going to check back in and provide different results. But just wanted to throw that out there because, you know, sometimes it's all about what you're experiencing and you're going through and what's personal to you. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and especially being a little bit older, you know, my skincare, my hair care, those types of things, heightened priority for me where I feel like, okay, if I night sweat, nobody's going to see it. But if I have a huge bald spot on my head, then that's, you know, another story. So, yeah.
I think for everybody, men and women, when you start to experience that hair loss, it's terrifying. It really is.
Yeah.
So it's a huge part of how we look, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So tell us what's in your tampons and shit canvas pouch.
It's fun. So that's just, it's just a carry-all, for, you know, literally like your tampons and shit. That's just whatever
I love that.
A sweet little canvas bag. There's a couple other elements of humor in there in the bookstore and gift shop. And there's a card called Perimenopause. It's like puberty, except no one knows when it will start or end. We don't talk about it. They don't make cute menopause movies.
Right.
It begins. You're old enough to worry that you may be dying. Clearly, it's up to us to celebrate surviving this shit. So I got you this card.
Oh, I love that.
And the other one is Menopause WTF. I have some questions. So that was really fun, too. So, yeah, just a little lightheartedness. And there's another beautiful one from Elizabeth Gilbert that's about change and, you know, that remembering that this is a world of infinite possibility. So, you know, trying to balance, you know, levity and gravity at the same time.
Right, right. And if you're searching for your partner or for a friend and you're just not sure, because sometimes it can be very personal.
Mm-hmm.
The gift card is ingenious, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
have
so
that.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, something that you could give to a friend for a Galentine's, a birthday, Mother's Day, you know, just because.
Yeah.
You know, women supporting women. And yeah, I also wanted to just kind of showcase that our most popular section is the low libido category.
I was going to ask you about that one.
Beyond like my expectation of like, oh wow. And like women are searching for answers here at a time when, you know, you feel like maybe just not in the mood. So we do have a selection of personal massagers and lubrication. There's oil and coconut based, water based. So just a variety there for women. But the tips are kind of fun about, you know, staying hydrated, We also have pelvic floor exercises, but the one that I wanted to kind of showcase was there's a selection of apps that we highlight. One is Dipsy and the other is Quinn, and they are erotic audio stories. So personally, I'm not someone that like can watch porn because I feel so uncomfortable. And, you know, I always think like, oh, I don't look like that, or my body can't do that.
Right.
And so I've discovered these beautiful audio stories. And what's great about it is it takes your mind out of the way, right? Like, then, you know, you don't have to feel like, oh, like I'm declining or rain checking, you know, intimacy. We can just say, hey, how about we listen to this story together?
Right.
And then, you know, it just kind of puts, it gets your mind out of the way and kind of gets you in the mood, and you have this fantasy in your brain, which is the most important sex organ of all, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, a way to connect with your partner. And then I also listed a resource called Love Decks, and it's from the Gottman Institute, which is an amazing marriage therapy and counseling resource, but they have an app for your phone that it has questions that you could ask each other on a date, or, you know, when you're just like run out of stuff to talk about.
Aww.
And, you know, it's a lot about getting to know your partner and what their passions are, their dreams, their interests. And then they have, for intimacy, they have a series called the Salsa Deck, and they have them in mild, medium, and spicy questions that you can ask your partner to get in the mood. So I think those are all really fun. And again, you know, we have some products on the site for sure, but we also have resources and support.
I love that.
I do too. I love it. It's just fully encompassing everything that you would need in a one-stop shop.
Right. And yeah, I also like that you mentioned the cards, asking each other questions, because like we said, this is a new chapter in your life and you're kind of rediscovering yourself. So you know your partner's rediscovering you as well. So
I'm
love
so
that.
Good. I think it's so foolish to be like, oh, I know that person just because I've been with them for whatever, 20 years.
Right.
Like, they are changing. I'm changing.
Right.
Like, we're not changing exactly at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, used to work for us or used to be of interest to us might not be the same way.
Right.
So just always have that curiosity about yourself and your partner and also about the relationship.
Absolutely.
And couples that have raised children and now are empty nesters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a perfect example of how to re-engage with your partner and get to know them all over again, if you will. Because sometimes it's kind of like that. It's like starting over again after the children are gone. And what do you talk about?
You don't have that distraction anymore.
Yeah.
You just have each other.
Yeah, or like identity, right?
Yeah.
Like, who am I without being like a full-time mom?
Oh, where, that's, you know, definitely like something I struggled with.
Mom, right?
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So again, it's visit the Hot or Just Me link in the show notes for your discount. And we really appreciate you being on our show today. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you, Ashley and Tracy. This was so much fun.
So much
for
fun.
Having me back.
So much fun. And we wish you all the best. And we'd like to be able to touch base with you again, you know, in the near future.
The beam is working.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Well, thank you so much.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.